Chapter 12. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised to life, had died. And they made him a supper there. And Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary, therefore, took a pound of ointment, genuine nard of great value, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and with her hair wiped his feet dry. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" Now he said this, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and holding the purse, used to take what was put in it. Jesus therefore said, "Let her be, that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you have always with you, but you do not always have me." Now the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, and they came not only because of Jesus, but that they might see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also, for on his account many of the Jews began to leave them and to believe in Jesus. Now the next day, the great crowd which had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took the branches of palms and went forth to meet him. And they cried out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young ass and sat upon it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king comes, sitting upon the colt of an ass." These things his disciples did not at first understand. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him, and that they had done these things to him. The crowd, therefore, which was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead, bore witness to him. And the reason why the crowd also went to meet him was that they heard that he had worked this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Do you see that we avail nothing? Behold, the entire world has gone after him." Now there were certain Gentiles among those who had gone up to worship on the feast. These therefore approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew. Again, Andrew and Philip spoke to Jesus. But Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world keeps it unto life everlasting. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall my servant be. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, this is why I came to this hour. Father, glorify thy name." There came therefore a voice from heaven, "I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Then the crowd which was standing round and had heard said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "Not for me did this voice come, but for you. Now is the judgment of the world. Now will the prince of the world be cast out, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. Now he said this, signifying by what death he was to die. The crowd answered him, We have heard from the law that the Christ abides forever. And how canst thou say, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus therefore said to them, Yet a little while the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness may not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke, and he went away and hid himself from them. Now, though he had worked so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him, that the word which the prophet Isaiah spoke might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? This is why they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their mind and be converted, and I heal them. Isaiah said these things when he saw his glory and spoke of him. And yet, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not acknowledge it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God. But Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come a light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in the darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not keep them, it is not I who judge him. For I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not accept my words has one to condemn him. The word that I have spoken will condemn him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but he who sent me, the Father, has commanded me what I should say and what I should declare. And I know that his commandment is everlasting life. The things, therefore, that I speak as the Father has bidden me.